from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
He likes to work. I just think that that is a really good place to begin. He's highly conditioned. He brings a unique approach to the weight room, maybe for a guy that plays his position. There's a lot of interesting things about him in terms of his appetite for work that's really attractive.
Mike, does Russ still have the old position to be the starter?
Nothing has changed.
How do you plan on working those reps with him and Justin? Like,
very carefully. You guys think I'm actually back myself into a corner, so you guys are going to ask me daily about the rep allocations? In no way. I've been on the job too long for that.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's Mike Tomlin talking to the media about Russell Wilson and his preparation, what he's bringing to the table. Also, the allocation of reps between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And Mike Tomlin obviously like, nah, you ain't going to get me here. Like, we'll figure that out. We're not going to have this be a story all training camp. But it is a story of its own, and it's something that – you know, we've exhausted ever since they both were signed and traded here to Pittsburgh. And, you know, there was a point in the offseason whenever Kenny Pickett was still here that I said that, you know what I would do? And it was floated around. Obviously, Justin Fields was floating around at the time, and Russell Wilson had, I believe, taken a visit to Pittsburgh. I was like, I would sign all three. I would trade for Justin Fields. I would sign Russell Wilson. It's only $1.2 million. And I would keep Kenny Pickett, and then I would just roll the damn ball out there and say, the best one wins. The best one wins, and that's my starting quarterback for this coming season. This quarterback situation is very interesting because of last year's situation and how that all went down. I mean, Mitch Trubisky was making a decent amount of money. Obviously, Mitch Trubisky came in here, was the starter a few years ago, the year they drafted Kenny Pickett. We all know how that situation went with Kenny, but with Mitch – just never, ever found his stride here in Pittsburgh. Never. So you go into last year, Kenny gets hurt. Mitch goes in there. He doesn't do well, as we know. And then Mason Rudolph, the third-string quarterback who you drafted many years ago, finally gets his legit opportunity, and he takes full advantage of it. And now he is in Tennessee. He signed a deal there. He played well enough to get some offers from other teams, and he took that deal. And Mitch Trubisky is no longer here as well. He, I believe, resigned with the Buffalo Bills, and Kenny Pickett was traded to, as you all know, the Philadelphia Eagles. So that whole room was bare until Russell Wilson was signed. Now he's getting paid $39 million from Denver and only $1.2 here in Pittsburgh. Justin Fields was traded for. He is the backup quarterback, and they have Kyle Allen, who is a veteran-ish quarterback, as their third-string quarterback. So this is a story of its own, but I think we all know really what the deal is between the quarterbacks. Russell Wilson is in pole position, if that even is a thing. I think it is his job no matter what, unless there's an injury that happens. Justin Fields said this a few weeks ago. It is very interesting what their plan is for Justin Fields and what they ultimately see out of Justin Fields. And I feel like it's a feel-out process. You know, with Russell Wilson, you kind of know what you're going to get. You do. Like, and said this earlier in the show, I think that last year is a lot better than people think for Russell Wilson. I mean, 20 touchdowns in the red zone, only one pick, and I think that he was, what, 26-8 overall, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions overall last year. And having that, you know, dynamic between he and Sean Payton, things just weren't going to work. And that does affect the way that you play on the field as a team. If you just don't get along with your quarterback and you're a head coach or you're an offensive-minded head coach, it's never going to work. Never going to work. So I think you know what you're going to get out of Russell Wilson. He's a guy that is going to work, you know, as hard as anybody you'll ever be around. He's a student of the game. He's a winner. Let's admit, he's a winner. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to two. He knows what it takes. And I think he's going to revitalize his career. This is like a makeover for Russell Wilson. A lot of things have been said about him as a teammate, how he operates. And I think that coming to Pittsburgh, he wants to change the way in the perception of his name and of him as a player in the NFL. And he's going to do that this year. I don't know how successful he will be, but I think that he is the best option for the Pittsburgh Steelers since the offseason. Like, this was a good move. It's going to be a good move. I don't know how good of a move it's going to be, but it's better than what you had last year. We can all agree about that. We can all agree about that, that the whole situation with Russell Wilson is better than what you had last year. Now, Justin Fields is the interesting component to this. What is the plan? What is the plan for Justin Fields? Before we get into that, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I tend to believe that the plan is we want to see you operate and see if you can lead a team. And you can find out those little things in training camp. You can find out those little things in preseason. Does he have a grasp of the offense? Is he the first one in, last one out? Is he getting guys together? Is he staying after practice and working with receivers? Are the plays flowing naturally whenever he has to get in the huddle and call plays? Can he audible at the line and take control of this offense? I think the Steelers want to see that out of Justin Fields. Can he take control of this offense and lead a team if need be? If he can show that to the Steelers staff, if he can show that to Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, Art II, I think that with the minimal reps that he will get this year, they will have a secure plan in place for him to be the future quarterback of the Steelers. Now, if Russell Wilson plays well, he's going to price himself out of Pittsburgh. And I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers should be in the camp of paying a quarterback $50 million. I do believe that if Justin Fields has all those attributes that you're looking for, that Russell Wilson has, he can be your future quarterback, and you kind of will kill two birds with one stone this year. You can have a successful quarterback and hopefully lead you as far as possible, and you're paying them basically vet minimum to do that. You let him walk, and then you can have the guy that's behind him slide right in there that is a little bit younger, actually a lot of bit younger, and can do the same things that Russell Wilson did. I think that this is just my opinion. Like, I think that that might be the ultimate plan. Now, will we see Justin Fields at all? I don't think that it's going to be like, okay, like Russell Wilson, you're out this series and it's Justin Fields series. No, I don't see that happen ever. But I can see him getting some gadget plays. I can see Arthur Smith, and we're going to talk to Pat Bosak next about how Arthur Smith can get creative with this offense. And that's a way to do that. I think at times in situational football that Justin Fields could be effective in this offense with Russell Wilson standing on the sidelines. Not all the time, not consistent, but we will see Justin Fields at times, but he won't be a consistent, you know, quarterback within this offense this year. And I think that that might be all right. I think that they're going to get all their answers now. The Steelers are. We won't. Do not take effect. Do not pay attention to, and deeply pay attention to, what he does in preseason games. There's little things that he will do in practice that will tell the Steelers if he can be the guy next year, the year after, or if Russell Wilson does get hurt. So us, with our eyes, do not get fooled again. Do not get fooled about the quarterback position in preseason again. But what they see every single day and what they see in the meeting rooms will give them the answers they need with Justin Fields, and if they need to go a different direction or stay with Russ and pony up and pay him or give Justin Fields a small deal. Because, look, if he doesn't get much playing time, if he isn't on the field, he can't garner a big amount of money. So anything that you put in front of his face, if he doesn't have the film, every team is just going to have to revert back to the Chicago Bears film. And that's nothing. And there's a reason why that nobody wanted him. And only the Steelers wanted him. And only Steelers got him. So at that point, if you trust him and you know what he's going to do and you know he's going to bring to the table, you can offer him a 3-year deal at a very, very low price and have your quarterback secure for the next 3 years if he can do the things that you're looking for in practice and in the film room and take control of this offense. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, Pat Bostic joins the show. We will break down the Steelers, obviously, training camp. Biggest positives about this team and the biggest negatives about this team. We'll ask Pat his thoughts on that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. Thorne Dickerson, Nicholas Harry Cows behind the glass. Pat Bostic will be here in about 10 minutes to join the Fan Morning Show. Let me tell you about Guardian Protection. I got my system installed last week, Callis, and it is unbelievable. It's one of the best things I've ever gotten in my life. Seriously. It is like, I feel like I'm living in the future. About time. I was living in the prehistoric times, but now I'm living in the future. It is an unbelievable asset to my life. And I love it.
What kind of stuff do you get? Like, what kind of fancy?
You got cameras. I can open my garage door from my phone. Everything's controlled by your phone. I can do a thermostat from my phone. So say I'm like laying in the bed upstairs and I'm hot. I could turn the air down just from my phone. I don't think get up and walk downstairs and do it. Everything's very convenient. It's awesome.
They give you some extra convenience with the security then, huh?
Oh, man. It's awesome. It is awesome. I know Crowley got it too. He's excited.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a scaredy cat. Scared that,
He'll be able to see tornadoes coming, I guess, too.
You'll get an alert from it.
Yeah.
You get alerts.
ground shaking. You got a problem.
Have you ever seen Twister?
What's that?
The movie Twister.
I haven't seen it.
I watched it the other night for the first time in a long time since I believe maybe right around it came out. It's a really good movie. It's very, you know, obviously action-packed, and Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt were the two main characters, and they just came out with Twisters. I don't know if it's a remake. I do want to see it, and I'm definitely going to see it. I don't know if it's a remake or it is a reboot to the first movie, but if you have time, watch that movie, because it is insane. It is insane. It'll make you scared of tornadoes and those things that those natural disaster type things. It's crazy. Like the whole thought of it is just, I can't wrap my mind around it. Like the earth, it seems like the earth at some places in our country where it's flat, it just is upset and it throws like a hissy fit. And it's like, you know what? Screw this. And it just freaks out and then it just tears everything up. Hmm. And it's, what is it? It's the, is it the heat? And the coldness, and it just like doesn't go together, and that's what causes the tornado? I don't know.
Yeah, it's when a lot of hot air mixes with a lot of cold air, yeah. and when they meet, they start spinning because they're moving fast enough past each other, yeah.
It's bizarre. It is bizarre. Yeah. Give me one positive and one negative about the 2024 Pittsburgh Steelers heading into their first practice today. Now, I know that, you know, you take a lot of time through baseball season and your mind is just directly focused on baseball season, but you're very aware of what the Steelers are doing, mm-hmm. and what they have and who they have on their team. Give me one positive about that you think about the Steelers heading into the season and one negative.
My positive is that there are many fresh faces and they're coming in without any true defined expectations. The one negative is that I don't think the offense is deep enough.
Okay. I mean,
you want me to elaborate further?
I think that that's where, you know, the second part is where a lot of people I think would stand is mm-hmm. the offense isn't deep enough. And that's kind of where I'm at. Like the positive for me is the stability of the play caller, the stability of Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I know people didn't like Matt Canada last year, and rightfully so, but if you really break it down and break the football sense down of Matt Canada, it was such a disservice to this professional football team to have somebody like that calling plays.
Yeah.
You could, if you really know football and to watch how this offense operated, and at times nothing made sense. And you don't have to be in the building to know what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. You know, I don't know what plays are being called, but I at times was just flabbergasted of the type of offense that Matt Canada was putting out there. So the positive for me is having Arthur Smith, being a former head coach and being a former offensive coordinator, being the guy that's calling the plays now and making it make sense. The negative is going to be the offensive wide receiver spot and the defensive corner spot. Like, to win football games in 2024, you have to have an explosive offense. Like, you have to have receivers that can get open. You got to score points. I know defense wins championships. That's the long time saying, but you have to have guys that can break open a game that are threats. The Steelers have one threat at the wide receiver spot, and they have one threat-ish at the defensive corner spot.
Mm-hmm.
They could get picked on a lot. On the defensive side, going against their defense with the high-powered offenses in the NFL. And on offense, I just don't think that they, like you said, have enough to really have the firepower to fight back with those big-time offenses. Pat, you're here. Did you get your haircut? How you doing?
I did get my haircut. My barber, Eddie, is going out of town for next week, so I had to sneak it in this morning. So
nice.
Thanks for waiting on me.
You got it. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Football time, baby.
Yes, sir. You can feel it in the air, right?
Training camp. Steelers today, Pitt next Wednesday, reports. I can't remember us ever reporting in July.
I know whenever we did report, it was way harder than what college camp is now. That's all I remember.
There's no question.
But we had 2-a-days, pads every day.
Yeah, I love being able to be like, back when I played. Yeah.
That's how we are.
But no, it's football time. It's, you know, we're about a month out from getting things cracking, and that's exciting. That's exciting stuff. I love this time of year.
Doesn't it seem like as many years as we've been out of playing football, that as the years go by, it comes around faster?
It does, for sure.
I feel like we were just watching the Super Bowl.
I know. It's just, I mean, I think there's just so much anticipation. I think this year in particular with Pitt, it's like you just want to get as far away from last year as possible, and you can't wait for the anticipation of another opportunity. And then with the Steelers, there's just been so much change that I think, you know, everyone's excited about what this team's going to turn into, what both teams are going to turn into. And you're right, though. I think someone explained this to me one time, which is crazy. When you're, let's say you're 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
a year is 1/5 of your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 20, it's 1/20 of your life. So it's smaller. So it would seem to go faster.
Huh.
Someone explained that to me one time, and I was like, I can't believe I never thought of it that way.
No.
But it's like if your life was a pie, think of 1/5 versus 1/35th, 36th, 37th. Imagine, you know, as you get older, the time just gets smaller. So, Callis, I'm on here dropping truth, dropping knowledge today. But that's probably the reason why it goes faster, too.
Who's, what'd you say your barber's name was?
Eddie Nuovo.
Oh, Eddie Nuovo.
Eddie's
pretty good, huh?
Barbershop. Eh, I don't know about that. I mean, he's not much you can do with me. He's great.
Well, he's better than our buddy Brent, who's in Callis' booth's barber that he goes to, because it kind of messed his hair up the other day. And Brent is...
No, Eddie's the man.
He's mad at me because I keep talking about it.
Eddie, I don't want to overhype Eddie because he has no room for new clients. So that's why Eddie's the best. He deals with me being late, which is, you know, as I know, a very common thing for me. And he deserves a vacation because that dude cuts hair from like 7:30 till 7 o'clock at night.
Coming up next, we're going to get Pat's thoughts on the positives and the negatives of the Pittsburgh Steelers heading into the 2024 season. They reported yesterday, as everybody knows, we heard some clips of Najee Harris, Mike Tomlin. We heard some clips of Jaylen Warren. We're going to get Pat's thoughts on the positives, the negatives coming up next, as they start their practice in about 2 hours from now. Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Cardcast, Baseball Cardcast on Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Pat, as we just said before, Steelers reported to camp yesterday. They got practice in about 2 hours from now. They used to practice, I think, during the day, like around 2 o'clock. They moved those up to 10:30. Probably do a quick walkthrough and then get right in it. No pads until Tuesday. So it'll be a high level of practice, but it won't be any hitting, and not what football is intended to be played like. It'll just be in helmets. But heading into the season and just having a 30,000-foot view, what's some positives that you feel about this Steelers team, and what's some negatives you feel about this Steelers team that, you know, we possibly could get answers from on either side? Let's start with the positives.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest positives that I can really glean would be that there's just the front seven on both sides of the ball. And I was pretty critical of the offensive line and pass protection phase last year. I thought they got better as they ran the football better. I think the Fautanu pickup was great. I love that pick. I love to hear that Broderick Jones will probably swing over. I love what, you know, the pickups they made, you know, with Frazier, getting him at center. I know they're younger. They're not the veteran plug and play that maybe people wanted to see, but I still think their run game on offense is going to be their calling card. And that's why I think Arthur Smith makes so much sense for them. I think not only will they be able to run the football, but I think they'll mesh that run game with the play action game and the pass game in a much more intentional way than was done a year ago. I think the same thing on defense. The front seven is, you know, I heard what you were saying earlier about the corner being a weakness potentially, and not a deep position. I agree with you, but if there's one saving grace there, it's the fact that this is a top five pass rush in the National Football League year in, year out, if not top two or three. And I think this year with Highsmith and obviously Watt on bookends, you know, Keanu Benton is a guy that you expect to take a step. Obviously, Cam Hayward, the love the Patrick Queen pickup. I think the front seven on both sides of the ball are as good as you're going to find collectively. They don't have the best offensive line in the game. I think they might have the best two pass rushers in the game outside combined. They might not have the best pass rusher. Watt's one of the top two.
Mm-hmm.
But collectively, they're built around the trenches. And there's no question that they didn't move away from that this offseason. And I think that that is what they will call on as they look to win football games here very soon.
Being a former quarterback, can you explain to the listeners what it means whenever there is two big-time rush ends on the outsides and what that could mean for the back end, what that could mean for defensive backs? How could that help them? Like this year, you got Joey Porter Jr. He's going to his second year. You have a lot of hopes for him. Don't know, as we were just, you know, a little bit talking about, alluding to, don't know what you're going to have on the outside. Dante Jackson's probably going to be the guy. You got Minka in the back. You got Deshaun Elliott. How important is a pass rush for the back end of playing successful football?
It's everything. I mean, it's football is timing. You know, at the quarterback position, it's timing. And I think the timing is not only on the front end, right, getting ball out fast, but it's how much time on the back end do I have to allow things to develop and open up. And if I'm a corner and I'm in coverage, you know, having an elite pass rush as the Pittsburgh Steelers do gives you the benefit of probably being a little bit more aggressive, because you know that I can be physical, which Joey Porter is incredibly physical, and it's going to, A, give that pass rush a little bit more time, and know that if I get beat, I'm probably going to have some more help, because you're not going to have to blitz as much, right? Mm-hmm. Their blitzes can be more zone-oriented. I know they played a little bit more man in years past, but they can be a little bit more zone-oriented, where you can play with your eyes to the passer and not be on an island, take some plays on the ball and take some chances. And on the other side, obviously, when a pass rush is there, as a defensive coordinator, you can play more coverage. You can depend upon a four-man pass rush to get there. Because in offense, when you play a 3-4 scheme, which really they're a four down when you really look at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're treating Highsmith or Watt. It depends on
DN.
What you're looking at. It's a four down front. Mm-hmm. It could potentially be a five down front. So you're looking at probably Fannin going 5-0, which means you got an offensive lineman blocking all five eligible pass rushers on the line of scrimmage on a given play. You can play more coverage because those guys are going to be in one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have to designate a tight end or a back to chip, which is going to eliminate a pass route runner, which is going to allow your coverage to be more identified on the eligibles, right? The tight ends, the receivers, not the backs coming out of the backfield per se. So I think it becomes a numbers game. It's going to give Terrell Austin a chance to protect those young players in the back end, those maybe not as proven players in the back end, a heck of a lot more than if they couldn't get to the quarterback.
How difficult was it, or is it, whenever like somebody like TJ Watt moves around and like IDing fronts? And IDing fronts means whenever the quarterback in the center gets to the line, either or can point and say, this guy is the Mike. And then that's how the protections and things operate for those of you listening out there. And that's where you can slide. That's where you can go to. Yep. That's where they know where the back's going to go to pick up on blitzes, things of that nature. But with TJ Watt moving around, like we go back to the Rams game last year where he dropped into the coverage, dropped into the flat, and Matt Stafford didn't think he was going to be able to break on the ball, throws the interception.
Yep.
Like, how difficult is that as a quarterback if TJ Watt is not just playing that traditional outside linebacker, four down, defensive end, rush end spot, and you don't know where he's going to end up, don't know where he's going to align?
Well, I think it's a couple things, right? I mean, we just said, right, you're probably going to, if there's five, if there's three, you know, if you've got two four techniques and a nose, and then Highsmith and Watt, you do not want a back, or a tight end for that matter, unless it's George Kittle, blocking TJ Watt or Alex Highsmith. You want a tackle on those guys. Problem is, when you do that, it affects who you can slide to, right? So if there's safety rotation away, excuse me, from TJ Watt, it could mean there's blitz coming that way and TJ Watt's dropping. Are you going to take that chance? Are you going to slide your offensive line and have the guard go the whole way to the left when TJ Watt's outside and take your back and put him on TJ Watt if he comes? That's a big risk.
Uh-huh.
And obviously in the National Football League, the hashes are much tighter. So the field and boundary doesn't make a lot of sense. So defenses are able to come from different areas. A lot of teams in college football are field blitz teams or boundary blitz teams. You kind of know what they do. In pro ball, you know, the way they rotate and the way that the guys are able to cover ground, there's not as many tells. You have to really study to see, okay, this is their field pressure where they're going to bring the Sam and the Mike, or this is their Sam strong safety blitz, or here comes a corner. But when you got guys like TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith that can drop and cover and make plays on the ball, both of them have done it. You don't know where they're coming from, but you can't take the chance of not having a tackle block either of them.
Right.
And if you do, and you got, I don't care who it is, Derrick Henry trying to block TJ Watt, it's a mismatch. And he's going to get to the quarterback and he's going to wreck the game. So it just from a protection standpoint, every single play, you're trying to find 56 and 90.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't identify those, just like it was with Harrison and Woodley, right? If you don't have them accounted for, it can mess everything else up. And then you got Patrick Queen and Landry Roberts and all these other talented blitzers that get matchups with backs as a result because they cannot afford to leave those guys unblocked by linemen.
As Pat just broke that down very eloquently, the Steelers have matchups on defense that they like to exploit of offenses. Do they have that on offense going against defense? And do they have to get interesting? Do they have to get creative? We're going to get Pat's thoughts on that next. The 50-minute mark of the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Thorne Dickerson, Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass. Pat Bostick here on the Fan Morning Show. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. All right, Pat, like we just broke down basically the threats of the defense and how those guys can change a game and change the approach of an offense. And where you have to account for TJ Watt, you have to account for Alex Highsmith. And do you want to put guys in? It's basically just a matchup game. That's what football is. It's matchups, especially at the NFL level. All right, on the offense, I mean, who is that threat? Like, who is that threat that's going to keep a defensive coordinator up at night? And what type of job does Arthur Smith have to do knowing that you don't have a huge, huge, legit dynamic threat that can change the way a defense approaches you? What type of job does Arthur Smith have to do to get creative to create those matchups to exploit the defense?
I mean, the first thing, if you're defending the Pittsburgh Steelers, is you got to stop the run. That was the foundation of their late season push last year. It's what got him into the playoffs. It was Najee Harris. It was Jaylen Warren and company running the football, consistently setting up play action pass. So you would expect as a defense to want to put the eighth guy in the box and try to stop the run that way. There's no one other than George Pickens outside that you're really, and I would include Pat Freiermuth, and I understand he's probably going to get a contract extension and so on. I would include him in, there's no one that I feel like we can't cover one-on-one outside of Pickens. And the thing that scares you about Pickens, although he has proven to be great run after the catch, is the over-the-top deep ball, you know, the post over the top, and you can give help in the middle. I mean, the sideline ball is such a low percentage throw. You hope that Russell Wilson and Pickens get on the same page with the back shoulder and all the things that can do that. But if I'm a defense, I'm doing everything I can to stop the run, to put the ball in Russell Wilson's hands, and to identify ways to give a little bit of help on Pickens so he doesn't absolutely kill you. You'd be foolish not to shade the safety to that side. Mm-hmm. If you're playing a middle safety defense, one high, to shade the safety to that side and try to put him over. Then a whole lot you're going to do to confuse Russell Wilson. I think that's a benefit to the Pittsburgh Steelers offensively. Yep. Probably one of the things that, you know, Kenny Pickett in year one or two, Mason Rudolph maybe to a lesser extent. With Russell Wilson, he's played in almost every style of offense. He's a quick study. He's going to understand how to redirect runs and get into a good play. There's not a whole lot you're going to do to confuse him. The biggest thing you're going to do defensively is try to outnumber him and make them throw the ball to win. That's the recipe. It ain't real complicated.
Yeah.
It's try to make the Pittsburgh Steelers play in the second and long and third and long as much as possible where they're not as strong, right? Their pass protection has proven to be okay. Their two quarterbacks have been the most sacked quarterbacks in the league the last 3 years, and they don't have, outside of Pickens, somebody that you would circle on a depth chart and say, we can't single cover him or he will kill us.
How can they be, with their identity of wanting to run the football, is that a winning formula, though? Like, can you win that way in the NFL now? Like, can they switch the trend back to the football that we watched growing up of running the ball and having, you know, running backs be in control of the game? Can that be a possibility for the Steelers this year of going kind of outside of the box of what the norm is of playing NFL football and throwing the ball and scoring points and, you know, having explosive plays? Can they do that?
I think they can. I mean, the Ravens have done it, and they've just done it different ways, right? They're not two tight ends under center all the time. And I think with Russell Wilson and certainly Justin Fields, I think this is probably in the back of their back compartment of their mind, is if Fields can bring an element of, you know, of Lamar Jackson to the table, where RPO and quarterback run can be a facet of this offense. I don't expect Russell Wilson to run the ball 10, 15 times a game, but he's a threat to pull the ball. And you've got, you know, guys, whether it's Calvin Austin or Quez Watkins, that have elite speed that can stretch the defense. You've got Jaylen Warren. I mean, how creative will Arthur Smith get?
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the deal. I mean, Matt Canada was brought in here a couple years ago because of the jet sweep and the misdirection element of his offenses at Pitt, at LSU, and otherwise. Creative mindset. But at the NFL level, there's got to be layers to it. And I think what excites me about Arthur Smith is, and if I'm Arthur Smith, I mean, find ways to get Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris in the game at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jaylen Warren's a threat out of the backfield. You know, if you've got him swinging one way and you're handing the ball off the other, Najee, and they overcommit and you get the ball to him in space, that's where he's at his best.
Yeah.
Is in open space. I mean, little things like that can equalize this and provide answers to the eighth element. And again, getting as many manageable D&Ds. I think you can still run the ball to win. The biggest thing that Arthur Smith will bring to the table is a bona fide play action pass game that creates shots and chunks down the field. And that's where George Pickens has to evolve.
Yeah.
He's got to be a complete route runner. If he becomes the player he can be, I think they've got plenty outside. I really do. But that's a big if. He's got to develop the full game and understand what's incumbent of a number one receiver, not just two big plays a game. He's got to catch 14-yard square ends.
Yes.
For a first down. He's got to be able to run a nice comeback outside and move the chains. They've got to throw teams out of one high safety at times,
mm-hmm.
which is what they weren't able to do last year, which ultimately catches up with them. You can't score as many points.
Coming up next, make it make sense. Make it make sense. But first, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com today. High of 81, low of 66, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 60, clear weather.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.